It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Talk New York sports on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The delay. Yo. Let's get it now. I had to adjust this mic. Loogie, I don't know why you have the mic like cranked backwards like this. Loogie cranks the mic the opposite way. Anyway, let's do another 5 hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time of the year. The Astros lose. The O's haven't won a postseason game in 2 years. I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew. I like this. I like when we have a game like we had yesterday. A Mets win over the Braves. That I think the more that you listen to people talk about it, you realize that's the best game we've seen in a long time. Might be game of the years, game of the 20s. It was a ridiculous game with so many layers to it. But now that's done. Now the Mets are in a 4-4 tie, top of the fifth, two on, two outs. And we're not going to do a ride-along so much tonight because every Mets fan is watching this game. And if you're a Mets fan listening to me while watching this game, I appreciate it, but we will table that reaction, that conversation. Severino, Freddy Peralta already out of the game. Brewers are already on their second relief pitcher in the top of the fifth here. We'll save all of that conversation and reaction for later in the show. I have 5 hours, 888-808-1019. You heard me mention the Trash Astros loss. How quickly I become a fan of these young, scrappy Tiger Cubs. How quickly I'm pumping my fist in the air as Tarek Skubal is throwing nothing but strikes and A.J. Hinch goes back to his old stomping grounds with a bunch of young bucks that are just naive. Ignorance is bliss, right? Sometimes you don't know where you are. What used to be a house of horrors for the Yankees and Yankee fans I'm watching those guys go in there and look at Framber Valdez like, nope, on him. And that's all they would need in that game. I mean, the guys that you see like Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, Kyle Tucker, they didn't have it today. Not against a guy that should win the AL Cy Young. Tarik Skubal is one of the best in the business. Yankee fans remember watching him in Williamsport shut down our lineup. Like, this is a team that traded away Jack Flaherty. This is a team that made moves. And I remember when the Yankees played them in August, it was like they were looking to have, you know, 60 days to evaluate their team. They were looking at trying to have, you know, 2 months to evaluate their team. And through that evaluation, they got super hot and they, you know, defied all odds and made it to the postseason. And now they're up a game. And with that being said, being up a game is important as Paulie is in there clapping it up as the Mets take the lead 6-4. It's all good. You're clapping in my ear. Is your mic on? It's okay. It's not a big deal. Bob Nightingale put out a tweet that I had the clip. He said, just how critical it is winning game one of the wild card series, Since MLB adopted the best of three format in 2022, teams who won game one are 8-0 in those eight series. In fact, of those eight series, only one was not a sweep. 888-808-1019. Mets fans remember being in the wild card series in 2022 against the Padres. I think they understand how important this game is right now against the Brew Crew. The man from Milwaukee helped build that team. You would hope you have some inside intel. We'll get to it. But yeah, the Orioles lose after the Astros loss, and I'm having a good day. Whoever comes out of the Orioles-Kansas City series will face your New York Yankees. As the Yankees had their workout day, you got to see the field with that beautiful postseason logo on it. We missed that last year. Hopefully these guys are staying loose, staying ready. As I saw, they were watching the postseason games on the big screen. One-run baseball don't scare me. The Kansas City Royals defeat the Orioles 1-0, and the Orioles haven't won a postseason game yet. Last year, 101 wins. They got swept. And then this year, 91 wins. They lose the first one at home. They could suffer the same fate, and I think that works in our favor. The best thing that could happen for us is the Royals beat them tomorrow, and then that series is over. Then the Royals have a couple extra days here, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, to kind of mull around, wait around. I'm sure they'll head right up the turnpike, right up to New Jersey, New York. I don't know. I don't think there'd be any reason to go back to Kansas City. Maybe they do. But what I'm saying is, with this long layoff for the Yankees, you want the Royals to wrap that series up and have a little bit of a layoff as well. None of it matters. Nobody knows. It's the postseason. Tis the postseason. October baseball is crazy. You've got different announcers everywhere. Like, you're listening to Michael Kay, Todd Frazier, and Tim Kirchen call the Tigers-Astros game. I'm not sure who's calling this game right now. Is it Doug Glanville? You know, at least they're on ESPN. I remember a couple years back when they were on, like, TBS and TNT. It's like, where's the game at? At least they're all on ESPN. ESPN bought the rights. And we're getting to see these wild card games all play out right in front of us. So I'll take your calls at 888-808-1019. Having starting pitching matters. Having a guy like Tarik Skubal matters. Having a young guy like Cole Reagans matters. Because those guys can go out there and hold it down and put up zeros. I mean, having a strong bullpen helps too. And you're up a game. And you feel good about winning one out of the next two. You know, all of the talk that we had about Corbin Burns. Oh, the Yankees should have traded for Corbin Burns. I mean, five hits, one run. He gives up that one run and takes the loss today. You know, all the talk about Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery. Yeah, we're going to play some audio from the Diamondbacks owner, Ken Kendrick, talking about Jordan Montgomery and the mistake that he made signing Jordan Montgomery. And I know there was a ton of Yankee fans, and myself included, but not so much. Once Cole went down in spring training, Yankee fans were like, we got to bring Monty back. I was kind of leaning towards, he doesn't want to be here. They're not going to beg him to come back. That ship has sailed. They traded him. They're not going to pay him what he wants. And I'm glad that they didn't. But here we go.
Cold world, no blanket. Gerrit Cole's got to be ready to go. And the Yankees have some decisions that they have to make, obviously with injuries. I mean, good news, I saw Jake Cousins will be ready to go. I wasn't sure if he'd be ready to go. They're going to wait a couple more days to test Anthony Rizzo's hand. And they're still kind of milling over Jason Dominguez's defense, and I just expect Alex Verdugo to be out there because he is a veteran, he is better defensively, and he has postseason experience, all of those things. In my opinion, I think the Yankees will lean towards him. But they also have to make a decision on a Game 3 starter. So much still to be seen, much to talk about. It's a baseball night for the most part, but big news did come out around Davante Adams. The writing is on the wall here. I know we were talking about it months ago. I know Jets fans have been talking about it for months. It just makes too much sense. He's got to be a Jet. The Jets cannot let anyone else have a better trade package for this guy. The package they're looking for is a second-round pick and additional compensation. You already messed up the Hassan Reddick deal. Absolutely go get this done. 888-808-1019. Davante Adams knows the system. You went out and got Nathaniel Hackett. This guy knows the system. Davante Adams, we'll play some audio from Davante Adams sitting with Kay Adams on her show talking about missing Aaron Rodgers. He said, how could you not? When asked about, do you miss Aaron Rodgers? Of course he misses having an actual quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks we've seen instead of Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew. But yeah, they got to get that done. In this last game, you saw receivers running the wrong routes, getting penalties for taunting, fumbling the ball. A Davante Adams on this team changes everything. And we'll talk about the comments that Garrett Wilson made. He actually just was on Twitter kind of clearing that up. I mean, it's nothing to clear up. But he basically just responded with a video of Bart Scott. And he said, you know, I didn't just comment. Well, I'll read his comments. A lot is being made about Garrett Wilson earlier on the Bart and Hahn show on the other station. He said, I don't think we do a lot of different stuff. To be honest, I watch football on Sundays. I see a lot of teams mix it up and stuff like that. I don't think we do that. I think we know our identity. It's just about going out and executing it or figuring out if it's going to work. I don't think we're trying a lot of different things. I know personally my route tree hasn't been what it has been the last 2 years as far as the stuff I've been running. It's just about figuring out if it's the right identity and whether it's going to win games. So we'll play the audio from Bart Scott because Garrett Wilson just 30 minutes ago replied and said, I didn't just comment this. It was my answer to this strung out question. It happens. I know when I interview people, sometimes I get carried away and I've got a bunch of thoughts and I ask a long-winded question and that's a lot for people to comprehend. And sometimes their answer can be not exactly how they want it to answer and it could be misconstrued. But I don't think Garrett Wilson has any problems or issues. I think he was just answering the question honestly. And I also don't think you have to trade Garrett Wilson. I think they can definitely play with Garrett Wilson. You'd want to play with Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams. Again, Davante Adams has to be a Jet. And obviously, teams like the Dallas Cowboys need another receiver. The Pittsburgh Steelers certainly need a receiver. The Buffalo Bills, the Ravens. So there are plenty of teams that are going to be lined up for his services. The Jets have his former quarterback. The Jets have his former offensive coordinator. The Jets have a team right now coming off a loss that needs answers, right? A team that couldn't score enough points against the Denver Broncos in their own building. Miss me with the rain conversation. It was raining for both teams. I just think that Joe Douglas, to redeem himself from the trade he made with Hassan Reddick, who's not going to suit up, not going to play, go out there and make that trade for Davante Adams. Worry about the rest later because you don't have a long window right now with Aaron Rodgers. It's about this year, really. And Aaron Rodgers took a beating in the last game. What do you think is going to happen to him in London against the Vikings? 888-808-1019. So we'll start off talking about Davante Adams and the Jets and other teams and this news that actually came out. You know, he tried for a long time to act like he loved being a Raider and grew up rooting for the team. But then news broke today after, I don't know, an Antonio Pierce liked image on Instagram and all this other stuff that he would like to be traded. He's shut down with a hamstring right now. But, you know, of course he wants to be traded. They're not going to win anything. Of course he wants to be traded. They got blown out by the Carolina Panthers. They just lost to the Browns. Why would he want to stick around when he's, I think, 33? He does not have that many prime years left. in his career, and who knows who the Jets quarterback will be. But I know Aaron Rodgers said he's giving you 4 years. If he could at least give you half of that, maybe you have the rest of this year with Davante Adams, and it probably wouldn't be. It'll be closer. The trade would happen closer to the deadline. Maybe you have half the year with Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers, and then all of next year as well. 888-808-1019, taking your calls on the Tigers, the baby Tiger Cubs defeating the big bad Houston Astros. All that talk about not wanting to face the Astros. Well, they got to win the next two to even advance. And same thing with all that talk about the big bad Baltimore Orioles. Two of our nemesis, Yankee fans, could be eliminated tomorrow. It's the most wonderful time. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Ed Randall will join me. My guy Ed Randall talking baseball. We've got to bring him on. He's got a great cause that I want to bring some light to. Last time I had him on, we did the same thing. He'll join us in about half an hour. And my guy from Jersey, MLB Network, he calls games. And he's the host of Foul Territory, the best baseball podcast out there. Scott Braun will join me later tonight when we get into the conversation around what happened with the Mets. And we know more about, just how these games end this first day of the MLB postseason. Dial the number. Let's have a good time. You've got me till midnight.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KM to AM returns right after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Far back to pass, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right, and the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Intercepted by the Giants. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Enemy of my enemy, that's my friend. When my enemies lose, it's a good day. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. I'm rooting for the Orioles to lose. I'm rooting for the Astros to lose. I don't really have a preference on who we play. I just don't care to see them prosper. Never loved the O's. Definitely never loved the Astros. And for all the conversation all year about meeting the Astros and exercising demons and, oh, I want to see them. What if they don't even get out of the first round? And all the talk about the Orioles playing a better brand of baseball than the Yankees and the Orioles coming to Yankee Stadium this time last week and beating the Yankees. New season. New season. Not too much of a new season for the Mets, though. The Make It Happen Mets They pick it up right where they left off. They've already scored 8 runs. Like, they've scored more runs than all the other teams combined in the first couple games. Oh my God. I mean, when you have a lineup that can do damage to the first, and I know we're trying to table some of the conversation, but I'm talking to Paulie about it. I'm like, why'd they take Freddy Peralta? I was watching the game. I'm like, was his pitch count too high? Why'd they already move on from him? Did the Brewers not see what the Mets did to the Braves bullpen yesterday? They are going to tattoo your bullpen, guys. If your starter can go a little longer, why not keep him in there? But I got to go to the box score and check on that. We will react to all of the game stuff and highlights and decisions and take your calls tonight. But right now, after 5 innings, the Mets lead 8-4 on the Brewers. Let's take some calls. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross is on the Fan every day.
Hey Keith, what's up, man? How's it been?
Good. It's the most wonderful time. Tis the postseason. Happy postseason to you and your Mets.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, it's been a minute since I talked to you with the Yankee games, every other night, every night. But, I mean, listen to that first game, the whole story. I didn't even leave my school. I watched the whole game in my car in my school's parking lot. I was pulling out when I think it was Taylor let off that 8th inning. I was about to pull out, and he got on. I said, all right, I can't leave now. I sat here. I was in the car for like 3 innings. I said, this could be some bad mojo if
yeah,
I leave
don't,
now.
Yeah, don't jinx so everyone, put. Ross. Do not move that car.
I stayed there, and I even got a call to Evan and Tiki, and then I called in. I'm like on the screen. My point was like same old Mets. Like lineup. No more people will point the finger to. There just might be some like otherworldly curse on this team. I was offering apologies to the Scherzers and Bassetts of the world because Manaea and Severino, collapsed right into the same group. But lo and behold, the 6-run inning, I wind up being jovial on the call, and then Diaz shows up. I'm like, oh my God! All this sitting around, I wind up jinxing them in the end. And then, obviously the rest is history with Lindor. And I think it's not hyperbole to say that 2-run Lindor homer is the biggest home run in Mets history. But I can't think of another one. I mean, obviously,
you don't have to. People are trying to put them together and searching for them, living in this moment with that one.
There is one.
That was heroic.
And now look at it now. I mean, the one thing I said to Evan and Tiki at that point, 8th inning, I said that, 6 more outs to be had. Tiki even said, why are you Met fans so negative? And then Edwin Diaz got to answer his question, and so did Michael Harris. But, I mean, they eventually wound up getting the win. But, I mean, listen, so far you're seeing the magic of, just get in. Especially, I think baseball is the best example of that. I mean, you were reading off the 2 games in the AL. Evan today was going through stats of the 8 wild card series we've had in the 2 years since they've had the 16 format.
Yeah.
7 out of 8 of them have been sweeps, and 5 out of 8 have seen the road team win them.
Yeah. I just did that in the open. Bob Nightingale put it out there. I guess Evan talked about it before. Like, that is a very important Snapple fact. You got to win that first game in these 3-game series. Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. Ross's Rangers are on the ice with my Devils right now. Devils got to give them a couple. Just got to give them a couple preseason lumps.
You ready for hockey?
I am. You know I am. Now I'm like, I've been doing this for 4 seasons, 3.5. And now the Devils got a new look, got a new coach, some new players, looking for revenge. I can't wait. I'll be over there at The Rock. I'll be over there at Prudential Center, and I'll be ready to kick up dust with you Rangers fans. Are you confident in the Rangers this year, or you think that was their shot the last couple years?
It's tough because, the Igor is still not signed long-term. I expect Igor to be signed long-term, but we'll shelve that for a second. They have to at least go back to the Eastern Conference Final. The window for this team is maybe another 2 years. And I know when you have a goalie like Shesterkin, it's going to go longer, obviously.
Yeah.
But when you have to pay all the guys you're going to have to pay, you can't keep all this talent together. That's not the way it works when you have a cap in the NHL.
In any sport, there's turnover. I think I heard Evan today talking about the difference between the Mets postseason roster 2 years ago and now. There's only a handful of guys on there. And you mentioned Shesterkin, and it brings me to a conversation I was having late last night about there being 3 kings in New York, and some people would like to put Shesterkin up there as a king. And I'm like, I guess there are kingdoms, but like, how much has Shesterkin elevated the Rangers
kingdom.
Igor's not there yet. I agree. It's Judge, it's Brunson, and right now I think it's Lindor, mainly because it's in the moment right now, and Jalen's not playing, but obviously we know what he did last
year. If Ohtani didn't exist, he's the NL MVP. Regardless of Ohtani, the year that he had after calling that meeting, after being put in a leadoff spot, doing it with his gloves. See, they are fighting, Paulie. Look, got to lump them up a little bit just to let them know what time it is. We're not getting swept by the Rangers. Let's go, Devils. Yeah, Lindor is a king of New York. And I don't have to be a Mets fan to recognize that. What he did for Mets fans in that moment, and not even just that moment, like getting no hit in Toronto and that homer he hit, right? How many times has this guy led off the game with a knock or started a rally? How many times has he made a ridiculous defensive play or started to turn a double play? You've seen it all year.
You know what no one's talking about anymore? The slow start in April, only hitting 220 the first 6 weeks.
No one's bitching
about that right now.
Never mind that. Because you know what? You shouldn't. And a lot of the people that had stuff to say are hiding now. I mean, I took my shots for it. I was on Freezing Cold Takes, which that's how you know you make it. When Freezing Cold Takes has to take a room temperature take and try to put it out there. But, I mean, really the cold take that I had on the Mets was that I felt like Lindor's contract was too much. He's not living up to the contract. I said something along the lines like, Steve Cohen had to make a move like that coming in, overpaid for a guy that has underperformed. I mean, I've ate my words. I don't think anybody saw this performance coming out of Francisco Lindor this year.
No, but this is kind of what I didn't see this coming, but this was the expectation from Mets fans. Now, it took a long time to get there, but when you pay someone $341 million over 9 or 10 years, whatever the deal was, this is what we thought we were getting.
You have seen it. So, I mean, Yankee fans saw it when he was with the Windians and they won 22 games in a row and got to the World Series. He hit a homer against the Yankees in the postseason. You saw it in the World Baseball Classic. Like, yo, this guy is better than most of the guys that he's around. He's a switch-hitting shortstop that can hit for power, that can steal bases, that has a gold glove. Like, we knew he had it, but the way that he put it together to put the team on his back this year, there is no argument that you can make to tell me that Lindor doesn't belong as king of New York. Yankee fans called me last night to say, over Judge, rank him where you want to rank him. Yeah, rank him wherever you want to rank him. There can be three kings. From my eyes and out of my mouth on this microphone, what Brunson has done to change the outlook for the Knicks, and they have a completely different team now that is going to contend. But even, like I said, I went to Fanatics Fest, and I saw the pandemonium for that dude. I'm like, okay, I'm not a Knicks fan. I didn't know it was like this. Like herds of people running and screaming, wearing his jersey, getting in line just to take a picture with him, meet him, get an autograph. I'm like, this guy's got the city in the palm of his hands after being named captain and taking less money. Judge has been the guy from rookie of the year to breaking the home run record as a rookie, breaking the AL home run record, winning MVP, cashing out, getting $40 million a year, being the captain, being the face of baseball, face of the Yankees. Even this year was on pace at some point to potentially break his own record after he slumped in April. Nobody mentions that. Nobody mentions his toe or his oblique. We just say, hey, he's got to get it done in the postseason. So for Yankee fans that are saying to me, how can you say Lindor's the king of New York? There can be multiple kings. There's so many fans. There's millions of fans of each team. There are kingdoms. Brunson is the king of New York for the Knicks fans, which a lot of you guys fall into that kingdom. There are separate kingdoms in baseball. I was talking to a fan last night that was trying to tell me there's way more Yankee fans than Mets fans. I'm like, you don't know that based off of your Twitter feed, based off of your what you see on Instagram or the attendance at Yankee Stadium versus Citi Field. I'm like, that's not true. You can't say that it's 70-30 Yankee fans to Mets fans. I think it's closer to 60-40. Even 50-50.
Now, the Yankees are obviously a worldwide brand, and the Mets aren't there yet, so everyone knows that the interlocking NY.
And
so
I'm not even talking about the casual fans that rock the hat because it's stylish. I'm talking about the actual fans that watch the games, know about the team, and sometimes those fans don't show up to the ballpark.
Now, this is what I would say about being the king. I think Aaron Judge could flip that in 4 weeks.
It has to.
In 4 weeks. Now, again, and we you just mentioned it, the guys in 40 postseason games, he's hitting 211. So he's got to perform. This is now becoming a bigger than a smaller than a small sample size. He has to perform in the postseason. But if he does, then I think it's Aaron Judge. It's 99. It's this guy who looks like an alien and is like an incredible baseball player. Like, this is what it. So I think Aaron Judge can rip the crown from Lindor, from Brunson, whoever you want to put in the other side, if he can put the Yankees on his back. Because if the Yankees are going to win the World Series, it's Aaron Judge. It's not going to be Gerrit Cole. It's not going to be Giancarlo. It's not going to be Volpe. It's going to be Aaron Judge got us there.
Yeah, I said Judge has been the silencer. I said Judge has silenced all of his critics. Okay, he goes on Paw Patrol. And then everybody's saying he's slumping since he went on Paw Patrol. Well, he shut people up, hit that grand slam against the Boston Red Sox. Earlier in the year, he's hurt. Oh, he's not going to live up to his contract. He's slumping, and maybe he's over the hill. He gets ejected. He goes on a ridiculous run, and he silences his critics. So here we are again with an opportunity for Judge to do so. I'm so tired of hearing he's a 211 postseason hitter when I've already put him out there as the GOAT, the greatest of all time in my eyes, best baseball player I've ever seen. For what my money's worth, that dude is different. He's the best hitter, and he also played this whole season in center field. He should be in right field, but like Judge as a complete package, how he carries himself, how he leads, how he treats people outside of Yankee Stadium, regardless of what, you know, some little league coach from Staten Island had to say about the guy, like Judge to me is the complete package. Here comes the postseason where he has to lead. He has to dominate. He has to hit. He has to change the narrative and silence his critics. And if he leads the Yankees to the World Series, it's no doubt that he'll rank as number one in the three kings of New York. But on the flip side, I also said last night, yo, nothing is for certain. If the Mets get out of this wild card round and they're in the DS, and the Yankees are in the DS, and Lindor with his back spasms, hurt, still puts the team on his back and leads them to the CS, and the Yankees don't make it to the CS, what are we even talking about, King of New York? Like, there's a reality here where Lindor can power the Mets to the CS or to the World Series, and then he'll be an outright king. 888-808-1019, but this city is big enough for three kings. It's Jalen Brunson, it's Francisco Lindor, it's Aaron Judge right now. No, not Aaron Rodgers. No, not Malik Nabers. No, not Igor Shesterkin. Like, just those three kingdoms, the Knicks, the Yankees, the Mets, we can prop these guys up and say these guys are kings. Juan Soto is somewhere floating too. Don't get me wrong. Like, if Juan Soto carries, and I had a caller a couple of nights ago tell me that, you know, when Soto and Judge go back-to-back and they do their celebration, what they're doing is showing that they're both the king of New York. I didn't realize. I thought they were doing like a Superman chest thing, like Superman ripping off his suit to show the S on his chest. No, what they're doing is putting their fingers around the New York on the road grays, but you don't put that together when you see the pinstripes. It looks better when they're on the road and they do the New York across the chest, and then they put their hands on top of their head to put the crown. They're basically like acknowledging each other as we're the kings of New York. So Soto, don't let me leave you out of the conversation, because if you go on a run like you did in 2019, if you lead the Yankees to the World Series, you'll have everybody in this city eating out of the palm of your hand as well. 888-808-1019. Josh is up there in the Bronx where the Yankees are getting ready to host the postseason on Saturday.
Keith.
Hey.
I'm telling you, my birthday is a week from tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
That's what I want. Yeah, thank you. I'll be 70. Look, listen.
Wow. God bless.
Thank you. Look, as you say, TW, the will to win, man.
Yes, sir.
The Mets are doing it now, but look, I'd rather be looking at the Detroit Tigers or the Kansas City Royals right now at this point. Like you said, you don't want no part of Baltimore. You don't want any part of Houston, man. So let those two teams do a deja vu the next time they play Baltimore and Houston, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with that. And let's just move forward. Your reaction. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, let's go AL Central. Right? We never respect the AL Central. We never respect the Twins, the Guardians. I mean, the Tigers beat the Yankees back in 2012, but that was a way different time. We don't respect the Kansas City Royals. I know they've won a World Series and been to two World Series more recently than the Yankees, but
Yeah, I would love to see the easiest route to the World Series. I would love to see the Yankees have a cakewalk to the Fall Classic. And in theory, I think that the Detroit Tigers, as young and naive as they are, they get to Yankee Stadium and they feel that Bronx Zoo on top of them. They get to Yankee Stadium and they see Gerrit Cole on the mound, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, those guys, and it's like, oh, wait, this is for real. It's loud in here. Let's go to Jay in Waterbury. Jay, you're on the Fan.
What up, baby? I'm so happy to talk to you. I work in a day, I'm not able to talk. But anyways, Keith, Section 203, I am pumped up. Let's go Saturday night.
You got tickets for the bleachers? You're in 203 on Saturday?
For the money.
Confirmed?
You know, we have to show that guy love Saturday night. We as fans need to show him that he belongs in New York as a Yankee. Let's show him love. Let's get that place popping. Bleachers, creatures, Section 203. Yankees, let's do this, Keith.
Let's. I'll see you around there. I don't know if I'll be in the bleachers. Sometimes the bleachers in the postseason, you need a poncho. It's beer in the air, popcorn, people just jumping on each other. Like, no lie, I was sitting in the bleachers in the postseason, I think in 2019, and a guy behind me had to puke, and he puked in his hand, and yeah, some of it got on my arm, not my skin, like on my jacket. I just have been in the bleachers and seen a lot worse where I didn't even trip, but I was like, bro, you all right? You should get out of here, yo. You should go. Like, if some people get as drunk as they could get before those games. I understand getting loose, but, like, why would you black out? Don't you want to remember what happened? Don't you want to, like, follow the game and, like, be able to tell the story of each moment? I don't know. Some people have nerves going into the postseason where they got a drink, and next thing you know, they're going into the stadium five shots deep, and they're puking up their garlic fries or their 99 burger. But, yeah, it gets like that in the bleachers. It's a free-for-all. It's very fluid. And I find that there are people there that just, like, they're on different timing. You know, some people are showing up to the stadium for the first time all year. Obviously, the actual creatures, the regulars, are going to be there that have season tickets that go to all of the home games, and they'll regulate and hold it down. But there will definitely be some stragglers. There'll definitely be some drunks. There'll definitely be some fans from opposing teams. Now, I was mentioning the Tigers, but we wouldn't see the Tigers until the CS. If the Tigers are able to get past Houston and then get past the Guardians, I wouldn't be worried about the Tigers. I wouldn't be worried about the Guardians and the CS. That would be swell. And with this series right now with Kansas and Baltimore, I don't care. I'm ready to see either one of them. They both were just here in this last month. They both were just here in the Bronx. And similar to what I was saying about the youth of the Tigers, there's some young guys, but now they picked up some veterans too. On the Royals, where I just think that environment is a lot, but it's twofold. That environment also can be a lot for the New York Yankees, right? The Astros just lost a game at home. They've struggled at home. I talked a lot about the home field advantage that they have in Houston with Minute Maid Park and how their fans get dressed up and spacesuits and dressed like aliens, and they have big orange cowboy hats. Didn't help them today. 888-808-1019. Lou is out in Astoria. Hey, Lou, thanks for calling again.
Keith, how are you? How you doing? Having a good?
Yeah, everything's good, man. It's the most wonderful time. I'm watching this Mets game. I've been watching all these games. I cannot wait till the Yankees get to play their game.
You know, the Mets, what a game the other night, even though we're Yankee fans.
That was amazing. Incredible. I don't care who you root for. If you love the game, that was a game.
If you did not enjoy that game, it looked like a football game. You know what I'm saying? It was incredible.
Better than football.
Great for the game. That was a classic. Anyway, how's the baby doing? Is he okay now?
Yeah, so the thing about at least my baby.
I'm saying,
yeah, he had the ear infection. He had the foot, mouth, hand disease or whatever, but it didn't stop him any. He just rolled right through it. You wouldn't even know it by the way that he acted. I was more hurt than him. My wife was more down about it than him. He's right back to, you know, eating everything and doing everything.
Yeah. Listen, I tell you what, I was very disappointed today, and I called and they didn't let me get in on it. The passing of Pete Rose today, and there was a show, there was a couple of hosts that were arguing, oh, you know what, he wasn't really, he was overrated. How can a guy that is overrated, okay, that won a championship, won MVPs, has the most hits ever okay? And won Madden titles. And you're going to tell me that he's overrated and oh, he's passing. That was the other day to go on that subject. That was sick. I don't want you to comment on it.
I didn't hear it. I have no idea who said it. I'm sorry about it. Thanks for the call, Lou. R.I.P. Pete Rose. I spoke on it a little bit on my show last night. Obviously, I could not speak on it without speaking on Shohei Ohtani and the connection that Shohei Ohtani had to gambling this year. And Pete Rose being able to speak out on that, saying, oh, would have been a little different for me if I had an interpreter. I think Pete Rose gets in the Hall of Fame, but now Pete Rose is not going to be able to smell the roses. You know, I mean, however you feel about the man or the person is one thing. I don't think anybody can say anything about how he played the game of baseball. Charlie Hustle, this guy, like, I don't think you can tell the story of baseball. As we talk about the Hall of Fame, being able to tell the story of baseball, you can't tell the story of baseball without him. And he was a character, man. Some of his one-liners, some of the interviews he's done and things that he said. And yeah, I think, you know, as time goes on, people will forgive. And now that he's passed, I think we see a different approach towards Pete Rose, RIP, one of the legends of our game. 888-808-1019. Coming up next, Ed Randall talking baseball on The Fan. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking calls, talking sports. Joining me right now, the legendary voice of Ed Randall. Ed Randall talking baseball. What's up, Eddie?
Wow, legendary. Wow, thank you. Thank
here we
you
go.
Very much. I don't know who writes your material, but thank you.
Nah, you know, just respect, man. I appreciate you. I think you've got a great personality. You've had great shows, and like you said when I was talking to you, some people think my name is Ed Randall talking baseball from the show, so pleasure.
Thank you.
Ed, let's get right to it. I brought you on because, again, you know, you're raising awareness. I remember when you did the prostate exam testing at Yankee Stadium, I think 2 years ago I had you on, and I was pleased with the turnout and you telling me how many people showed up saying that they heard you on my show, so I'll give you the floor so that we can, you know, speak to the people again and let them know what's going on.
Well, it's just so kind of you, Keith, to have me back on. Thank you so much. September has been Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and as Bob Murphy would say, the great Bob Murphy, the happy recap for all that we did at Fans for the Cure. We went back to Yankee Stadium, Keith, for our 11th annual free screening before and during a game with the Boston Red Sox, screened more than 200 guys. Over the 11 years, we've screened more than 2,000 guys. 2 days before, we were in Seattle for our first screening with the Seattle Mariners before and during their game with San Diego, and we screened about 100 guys up there. And then to bring attention to Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, Keith, I had 30 catches in 30 days. I actually had more than 30 catches in 30 days. Yesterday, I had a catch in front of Tavern on the Green with Tony Danza, and that was 42 catches in 30 days. But I had a catch with Cardinal Dolan. I had a catch with Bob Costas. I had a catch with Boomer in the hallway at WFAN.
Yes, sir.
With Tiki in the hallway at WFAN. With Phil Sims this past Thursday night. So it was just a wonderful opportunity. And guys just love having catches, Keith. It just brings us back to when we were little kids. We also did two events in Harlem, a very, very important community for us because prostate cancer in the African-American community is 2 to 3 times higher than it is in the white community. We did 5 community health events in New York and New Jersey. We had radio PSAs running on your sister station, WINS, and also we're just very, very busy. This is our September is our busiest month, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to give you the happy recap.
Yeah, of course. I just
No, it's important. Like you said, it's something that affects the African-American community. As I'm getting older, you know, I used to never go to the doctor. I used to never worry about these things. Now that I have a son, I'm very much, you know, going to the doctor and getting my checks. And sometimes people just need to be listening to the radio to get a little bit of a reminder for that. So go to fansforthecure.org. Ed Randall is the man. He's raising awareness. And make sure you get checked out today. Ed, I told you I got to ask you about baseball, though. I was just speaking about Pete Rose, and I never got to see Pete Rose play. So if you're, you know, speaking to the younger audience that listens to my show, what kind of player was Pete Rose? We'll leave all the other stuff out of it. But what type of baseball player was he from what you got to see?
I love the way he played the game, Keith, and I wish everybody in baseball would stop flipping the bats and staring before they decide to run to first base. You can regulate effort, and Pete Rose never regulated his effort. He was extraordinary, busting it out of the batter's box. You know, you and I know, the audience knows, we rate players, we look at the greatest players and say, well, he's a five-tool guy. Hit, run, throw, hit with powered field. Pete Rose had none of those, none of those five. And yet he willed himself to have more hits than anybody in the history of the game. Nobody's going to come close to that, I don't think. And he was an all-star at five different positions. He started at second base with the Cincinnati Reds in 63. He was named Rookie of the Year. He beat out Ron Hunt of the Mets, which upset a lot of Mets fans when they didn't have much to root for in 1963, the second year. And then he moved from second to third, and he went to the outfield, and he played first base in Philadelphia when he went there, and he willed them to their World Series along with Dallas Green in 1980. He was just extraordinary and a great teammate and somebody who just loved the game, lived for the game, and that was obvious in the way in which he played.
Yes, sir. Well said. You mentioned the Mets, and I'm watching them right now. I've dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets. I just have seen them be resilient. I've seen them impose their will, have the will to win. They're up 8-4. How about that game yesterday? What do you think about this team? A lot of people have been calling them the Miracle Mets.
You know, I cover most every game, and when the Dodgers left town, I thought to myself, this is really bad. I mean, they talk about a transition year. I don't see it, and yet here we are in October. When they had the famous meeting on May 29th that Lindor called, there was a collective will that we've got to do better than this, and we are better than this. And then they go out from June on and have the best record in the major leagues. They answered every single challenge, even in September when there were games that had to be won. They won it, and you give them tremendous credit, and here they are in October. Keith, I don't think you, certainly I didn't, nobody thought that this team was going to be in the postseason after they let Buck Showalter go last year.
Correct. No, we didn't. I mean, nobody at WFAN was saying, oh, yeah, it's a lock for them to be a postseason team. They were doubted every time. They were doubted just this past weekend. So, yeah, it's a remarkable story. I think it's a great story for baseball, for fans, and obviously, these Mets fans are living in it right now, and it's looking pretty good. Don't want to jinx anything, but it's looking pretty good. Ed, thanks for the time tonight. You're the man. I'll see you soon, whether it's at a golf outing, whether it's a charity event, something. You know, I know I'll run into you.
Keith, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And just one last word about prostate cancer, and I am a prostate cancer survivor. There are no symptoms in 90% of all cases. So for the love of God, please, if you're listening tonight after the age of 40, please go get a simple PSA blood test. And thank you again for this opportunity, Keith. Best wishes to you.
No problem. Thank you, Ed. Once again, it's fansforthecure.org. Go check it out. Think about it. It's not going to take you too much time, and it could actually really help you out. So thanks to Ed Randall. Thanks for listening to our little interview here. That's the first hour of my show. The Mets lead 8-4 in the top of the eighth.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.